Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Do Not Be Afraid, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 9 to 12. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him. If we will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of them, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that ye may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. We serve an awesome God who always finds a way to give us words of encouragement even when we are experiencing the consequences of being disobedient. While the remnant of the children of Israel remained in the land of Judah, many of them were afraid that the Babylonians would eventually come and take them as captives. In order to get some assurance that they would be safe from being captured by the Babylonians, the people asked Jeremiah to talk to the Lord on their behalf. It is very clear that the remnant understood the importance of seeking the Lord for guidance so that they would have or know exactly what God wanted them to do. As we saw in Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 9 to 20, the Lord provided a word of comfort and assurance to his people. And we read it again. And said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him. If ye will still abide in this land, then I will build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, and for I repent of the evil that I have done unto you. But be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies upon you, that ye may have mercy upon you, and cause you to return to your own land. Do you see what the Lord said to his people? Do you see the word of assurance that God gave to his people? Can you imagine what could have happened to them if they had not consulted with God before they decided to do anything? We serve an awesome God who is not willing that any of us should perish. Here we see God telling his people that once they remain in the land of Judah, they would have nothing to fear. Once they obey the commands that God gave to them through the prophet Jeremiah, they had nothing to fear. Not only will God protect them from the hands of the Babylonian, he would cause the Babylonians to do or to have mercy upon his people and send them back to their own land. Today, God is reminding us that we can put all of our trust in him because he will take care of us. We have nothing to fear except we forget the way God has led us in the past. We have nothing to worry about because God will give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. God will do everything in his power to protect us from the fiery darts of the wicked one so that we have nothing to fear. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I quote, Let those who Lot is in Canaan never quit while they can keep it. It would have been enough to oblige them if God had only said, I charge you upon your allegiance to abide still in the land. But he rather persuaded them to it as a friend than commanded as a prince. 1. He answered the argument they had against abiding in this land. They fear the king of Babylon, lest he should come and avenge the death of Gildala unto them, though they were no way accessory to it, nay, had witnessed against it. The surmise was foreign and unreasonable, but if there had been any ground for it, enough is here said to remove it. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, though he is a man of great might and little mercy, and a very arbitrary prince, whose will is a law, and therefore you are afraid. He will, upon his pretense, though without color of reason, take advantage against you. Be not afraid of him, for that fear will bring a snare. Fear not him, for I am with you, and if God be for you to save you, who can be against you to hurt you? Thus has God provided to you oblation and silence, even the countless fears of his people, which encourage them in the way of their duty. There is enough in the promise to encourage them. Number two, he assures them that if they will still abide in this land, they will not only be safe from the king of Babylon, but be happy by the King of Kings. I will build you and plant you. You shall take root again and be the new foundation of another state, a phoenix kingdom rising out of the ashes of the last. It is added, I will show mercies unto you. Note, in all our comforts, we may read God's mercies. God will show them mercy in this, that not only the king of Babylon shall not destroy them, but he shall have mercy upon them and help them to settle in. Note, whatever kindness men do us, we must attribute it to God's kindness. He makes those whom he pities to be pitied even by those who carry them captives. The king of Babylon, having now the disposal of the country, shall cause you to return it to your own land, settle you again in your own habitation, and put you in possession of the lands that formerly belonged to you. Note, God has made that our duty, which is really our privilege, and our obedience will be its own recompense. Abide in this land, and it shall be your own land again, and you shall continue in it. Do not quit it now that you stand so fair for the enjoyment of it again. Be no so unwise as to forsake your own mercies for lying vanities. End of quote. I pray that we will continue to allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every single area of our lives, so that we can continue to trust in the Lord with all our heart. You see, my friend, when we put all of our trust in the Lord, he will help us to obey his command and to understand that he is always and will always be at our side. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the reminder through the experience of the children of Israel and those who remained in Jerusalem after the Babylonians took captive of your people. That, Lord, when we cry out to you for help, you will answer our prayers. Thank you for the reminder, Lord, that you're always in the behind the scenes, taking care of us, protecting us, and guiding us. We pray that as we reflect on these words, that we will reach out to you for guidance at all times, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.